BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The Trump administration has been celebrating after the US House of Representatives narrowly passed legislation to repeal and replace major parts of Obamacare, Barack Obama's Affordable Health Care Act. The bill will now go to the Senate. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has met Donald Trump in New York, their first encounter since an acrimonious phone conversation 3 months ago. They met at events to mark the 75th anniversary of the Second World War Battle of the Coral Sea. Mr. Trump insisted they had a fantastic relationship. A federal judge in Brazil has jailed 8 men for plotting attacks during the Rio Olympics last year and for using the internet to promote the Islamic State group. The men were arrested shortly before the beginning of the games in August. They are all Brazilian nationals. The owner of a nightclub in Florida, where 49 people were killed in an Islamist-inspired attack last June, says it'll be converted into a memorial and eventually a museum. Barbara Pomer said it was time for Pulse, a gay nightclub in Orlando, to contribute to the community in a permanent way. Votes are being counted in Britain following local elections that are expected to provide strong indications as to how next month's general election will go. Voters across England, Scotland and Wales were choosing local councillors and mayors. Counting is taking place in parliamentary elections in Algeria, where turnout was below 50%. Analysts say the National Liberation Front of President Bouteflika is likely to retain its majority in parliament. Researchers in Denmark say a wolf pack is roaming the country for the first time in nearly 2 centuries. It's been known for several years that at least one male wolf had settled permanently on the Jutland Peninsula, but now scientists say they have DNA evidence taken from feces of 4 males and 1 female. BBC News.